This article discusses intimate partner violence and may be triggering to some readers. Typically, first court appearances draw little public interest, but on Thursday, July 10, Kelowna's largest courtroom was needed to accommodate hundreds mourning Bailey Plover, née McCourt. McCourt's ex-partner, James Plover, has been charged with second-degree murder in connection with her death, and from jail, he made his first court appearance since the incident on Friday, July 4. Dressed in an orange jumpsuit and appearing by video, Plover was told that his next court appearance will be Tuesday, September 16. Many of McCourt's supporters held signs that indicated their frustration with the fact that Plover, who had been convicted of assault just hours before McCourt's death, was not in custody following his July 4 hearing. That Friday, McCourt was murdered just past noon, only hours after Plover was convicted in Kelowna Provincial Court of uttering threats and assault by strangulation stemming from a 2024 incident. He was not released on bail but instead bound by the same, extensive protective conditions, from his release in 2024, along with a $500 bond, while awaiting a sentencing hearing in September. Officers were called to a reported two-vehicle crash and an assault with a weapon. Two people were hospitalized, and Plover was arrested after a brief police pursuit. Both of Plover's cases were before the court on Monday, with a packed courtroom present. The Crown prosecutor requested a lengthy adjournment in the murder case, a move supported by Plover's lawyer, who called it a serious matter that will take some time. Plover is currently in custody. His sentencing hearing for the uttering threats and assault conviction has been moved from September to Friday, July 11, pending a pre-sentencing report. His bail status remains under review, and a hearing to consider revoking bail is also scheduled for Friday. If you or someone you know is experiencing violence or abuse, contact the Kelowna Women's Shelter 24/7 support line at 250-763-1040 or text 236-970-0704. In an emergency, call 911.